Would you like to be a champion? Would you like to be a champion of anything? You know, it's not easy. No one's a champion just by, I don't know, lying in bed. Even if you are, you've got to lie in bed for a hell of a long time. What if you're going somewhere cold? Alone, except for you and your elite team. Asking the question, is anybody there? How do you become a champion at that? Well, you can if it happens to be John Moyle Field Day and you are contesting the annual event. The winner of that event, Steve Warrilow, is, well, he's an Australian champion. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Richard.
Steve, let's explain what you're a champion in.
It's an amateur radio national field day contest, and that's where a bunch of mainly men, let's be honest, take radio gear. They perch themselves usually up on a high point, like a mountain top.
Yep.
And for 24 hours, go hammer and tongs trying to make as many contacts with one another as they possibly can.
Ham radio, basically.
Yeah, essentially, yep, that's it.
Is this because train clubs wouldn't have you? Is this why you got into this? Railway modellers didn't want you?
Look, you know, if I want to be teased mercilessly, I can get this at home.
Okay, fair enough.
Good point. Wear the badge of maybe the world's most nerdiest hobby with pride.
Ah, no, there's many in that. But anyway, let's push through that. You managed to win as Australian champion. How many did you make contact with in the 24-hour period?
So we had 277 contacts, but it's not just the number, Richard, it's the quality of the contacts.
As in the signal strength or as in the amusing things they say?
Well, both of those are entertaining at the time. It really comes down to the fact that on some bands it's harder to make contacts over certain distances. So, for example, where we located ourselves, we made sure that we're far enough away from major population centres that we could get good distance multipliers, but not so far away that you couldn't get the contacts at all. So,
how far can you send your signal?
Well, it depends on which band, but easily all around the world. That's actually not all that difficult if you know what you're doing. But, for example, on the higher bands, which are up around the microwave end of the spectrum, a bit like your Wi-Fi, a bit like using your Wi-Fi gear to try and talk over 300 kilometres rather than just over the distance that you'd have in your house.
And the question, of course, sits there. You can talk around the world, but who's picking up the phone? Who answers around the world?
There's about 3 million licensed amateurs all over the world. We love communicating. So there's always someone out there, and an amateur will find a way to get through.
Once you've got through, CQ, VKC to Car 2094, once you're through, what do you then talk about?
Hello? So if it's a contest, then the interaction is pretty brief. You exchange call signs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Victor Kilo 3 Sierra November is my call sign.
Good call sign.
And so you get their call sign, you exchange locations, and that's using a thing called a grid square. Then you exchange a contact code, basically, which involves signal strength, readability, and the number of contact they are in the logbook.
You're losing me. You're losing me,
okay.
Steve.
When it's in a contest, it's very brief. Yeah. If you're just having a social chit-chat, then you could talk about what sort of antenna have you got, how much power you're running, what's the weather like, what's your family situation,
what's your kit, what are you sitting in, what kind of anorak do you prefer, that kind of stuff, I understand. We've just been talking about markers in our lives, the people who are there when we turn the corner at 10 past, there's that guy at the corner.
Yep.
So you must have other ham radio operators who are like markers in your life. It's 10 past 8, I'll tune in, and Stanislaus will be sitting in Vladivostok waiting for the signal.
It's surprising you should choose him, but yes, him and many, many other people have regular contacts so that I know that there's people locally and internationally that if I tune at a certain time, I can have a catch up with them.
Yep.
And some of them are very good friends, even though you might have never met them.
No. Steve, I've got to point out the elephant in the room,
the
internet and Skype. Are you familiar with either of these things?
I've heard of those.
Yep.
Look, it's a bit like asking, why would you go and catch a fish if you can buy it at the shop?
I suppose it is.
And I suppose if you spoke to someone that really enjoyed fishing, they'd talk about the challenge.
Yep.
That it's more than a science, it's an art form.
Yep.
It's getting out there.
It's the hunt.
The gear. And it's a bit like that with radio. I can pick up a phone and call anyone any time, obviously.
Yes.
I can send an email.
Yes.
But there's the artistry and the nuance and the satisfaction.
I hear exactly what you're saying. If you did it any of those ways, well, that's easy. Far better to have a communication that's incredibly difficult.
I mean, you can bounce the signal off the moon, have it land somewhere else, and have a conversation using the moon as a reflector.
Of course you can.
You can go Morse. You can go amateur
all right,
TV.
Steve, thank you. We're going to lose the signal. I think we're losing the satellite.
You're fading out of me.
Yeah.